Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah. A message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute after 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this day that you have blessed us to assemble together again in your name. And dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this hour and this opportunity you've given us to come together, Lord God, to hear your word. Lord, to receive from your spirit direction and guidance in the name of Jesus. So, dear Lord, we ask today, Lord God, that you would break the hope of deafness off our ears, Lord God, and destroy the scales of spiritual blindness, Lord God, off our eyes, Lord God, and help our hearts, Lord God, to turn to you and to hear what thus says the Lord. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will bless me to minister to such a people in the wisdom and understanding of the Lord, to deliver your message to the people. I pray that all that are tuned in would hear. In the Malabohasha, glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, I want to speak on something of great importance. I'm going to, first of all, give this title. Those of you that's listening probably on your smartphone or your laptop or whatever, you looking at this title that says, warning, don't be shaken or in bondage to the healthcare system. Warning, don't be shaken or in bondage to the healthcare system. I want to start off first saying that, number one, we thank God for doctors, more or less especially those who care, because you got many doctors out there, be honest with you people, let's be real, they don't care about you. I'm not trying to tell you something to make you look under-eyed at your doctor. But I'm just telling you because we're here to tell the truth. And for me to tell you that every doctor, you know, we thank God for doctors and every doctor care about you, I would be straight up lying. And I'm not going to lie to you like that. There are many doctors. There are some doctors out there who care. Now, personally, just like I told you guys before about the teachers, I think that the number of doctors that really care, the numbers have dropped considerably through the years. And years ago, it was, to me, more that was concerned or cared than today, okay? And I'm not saying that there are none today that don't care. But to me, the numbers of those that do care have dropped. But we thank God for doctors. We thank God for some of the medicines that's given that help people. But I say that to say this. I've been off the broadcast for, I think, over a week now, about a week and a half, and had to tend to some business. And the Lord was letting me see a glimpse of what is about to unfold in these last days soon. Now, I don't tell you this to scare you. but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I'm not going to walk on eggshells speaking to you. I'm going to be straight up with you. First of all, before I go any deeper, I want to run two or three scriptures by you. First of all, the first one, I want to read a verse from the book called The Word of the Lord. And it's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has sent through his angel messenger, the Elijah. And I want to read a verse from one of the messages that the Lord sent through the Elijah on July the 31st, 1968, where he had sent the Elijah for the 86th time with a word for his people in his last days to let even his people know that he does give a modern day word, that he is not dead, okay, that he does speak today, despite some of them have been teaching among the Christian community that the Lord doesn't speak today. He's done all the speaking he's going to do back in the days of Paul and Peter and Moses. Well, that's not true at all. And so in this last hour before Christ's return, the Lord has been sending a word. And I want to read to you from what is called the 86th message, verse 42. And I want to read two or three scriptures, one from here and a couple of them from the Bible, to give you a heads up of why I'm giving you this message. I pray that you would take heed. I pray that you would take what I'm telling you back to Jesus. I pray that you would take it seriously. This is not being a, quote, just another broadcast. All that we do on these broadcasts is serious. And so you can add this to the collection. But in the 42nd verse, this is what the Lord said. The message that he sent through his angel messenger, he said, there will be. Now, before I go any further, he didn't say there might be. There will be. Now, one thing about the Lord is that when the Lord speaks, he knows what he's talking about. Now, you and I can speak something and not be fully knowledgeable on what we're saying. And you and I can speak some things and we will end up putting the word might, because that will represent that we're not 100% sure, nor do we 100% know. But when you catch the Lord saying there will be something, you can bet your bottom dollar on it, that's going to happen. See, God ain't putting mites all up in there. There might be not. No, he's not. He'll tell you there will be or there will not be. He's straight up with you. Straight up with you on there. It's no, there might be. No, there will be riots, strikes, outbursts against the government, picketing, and much destruction of property and people, confusion and dismay, emptiness and untrust towards many people. Labor shall rise up against the hand that feeds them, unrest everywhere. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to come back to comment a little bit more on that in a minute. I want to go to the Bible, Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, and I'm going to read verses 5 and 6. Revelation chapter 6, reading verses 5 and 6. Hallelujah. And the word says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Now, going in line with what I'm going to speak on, I especially want to say something on this verse here about what he says, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. And for what I understand, you know, the Roman penny, which is called what, the denarius, was the usual daily wages of a laborer. That was a daily wage. Okay? A daily wage. And it says that a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. That, now you said, what does that deal with? Well, one of the things we got to understand and look at is talking about inflation. That in order for you, look at this thing here, a measure of wheat for a penny, talking about it was going to cause a whole day's labor to get a measure of wheat. And here we can see this dealing with inflation, the rising of prices, where that is going to be astronomical, that it's going to cost so much money to get something that you can usually get maybe even cheap at one time. The price is steady going up, even to where a point where it may cause a whole day labor wages to get some things. But this here, he's letting you know, was a sign of the inflation that is going to happen. Not might. Once again, not might, but that is going to happen. Revelation is a book in the Bible that lets you know of things that is going to happen. And we see it now, the inflation. We see, and we got a little glimpse in 2020, hallelujah, when the coronavirus hit, not only did we get a little glimpse of a quick rise in inflation, but on the big leap it took. You said, well, what do you mean? Well, here's my prime example. When you look at food, normally when food go up, sometimes it go up by what? 5, 10 cents, 15 cents? We saw some food jump up dollars during the pandemic. Dollars. Even in this town of Durant that I live here, we got a grocery store here. We saw, for example, ground beef jump up dollars. I mean dollars, okay? It jumped up so high that if you wasn't even thinking and you picked it up, people may have thought you was talking to yourself because you'll holler, man, this is just ridiculous. And they'll probably look at you like, who are you talking to? You know, that's how bad it got. And instead of many of us waking or awakening to what's happening, we just did our complaining. Now when the so-called virus have calmed down, we went what we thought be back to normal. And I would listen to people on my job say, oh, things are going to go back to normal. I said, no, it's not. Because even though some of the prices went down, they did not go back all the way to the regular ones you saw before. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that? Now, Isaiah chapter 1. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 22. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 22. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 22. And the word says, thy silver is become dross, and thy wine mixed with water. Now, from what I understand in research, that there was a time where that among those of Israel in that time, there was some injustice things done And one of the things was that the people were cheating each other, you know, by adding cheaper metals to their silver and adding water to their wine. Now you say, well, why you say that, Brother Nate? If you notice that even with the inflation, let's say, of food and things of that nature, let me give you a prime example. Maybe many of you can really look at this, not saying all of you guys eat this, but for example, your bag of potato chips. Now you notice how your potato chips have went up, but it's like you got fewer in the bag. So you have a rising of the prices, plus you're giving fewer. Even in your restaurants and your places where that, let's say you could spend and buy a $5 plate and get a pretty good amount of food, now that plate has went up to $6 or $6.50, and you're getting lesser food than what you were getting with the $5 plate. Hallelujah. Now, many of you may say, well, Brother Nate, why are you bringing this up? Why are you talking about this? Well, because I want to talk about basically dealing with the healthcare system. And I brought up about inflation because sometimes, many of us, when we see the word inflation, we just automatically think we're talking about just food going up, and that's part of our health care is going up. Our insurance is going up. What you're paying is going up. I know that about at least 3 years ago, maybe, or 2 years ago, the company I work for, our health insurance, for example, if you had to go through the emergency room at a hospital, we had some good insurance, you only paid $100 out of your pocket. The insurance paid for the rest. Within a year or two from that, now to pay down, when we go into emergency room and we got, even though it's another insurance, it's still supposed to be a good, strong insurance, but your emergency room visit went up to now you have to pay $150 or $155. It jumped up $50 to $55 within what, 2 or 3 year period? Wow. Lately, I went to a hospital with a family member, and we went through the emergency room. And, you know, when you're in places, particular places, God begins to show you what you're seeing before you is how that in this end time, things is going to escalate. During that time in the emergency room, I saw things. You know, for example, one of the things I saw was the crowdedness. Now, many of you, I know you know what I'm talking about, how crowded it is in the emergency room now. And let's say the hospital we was at, they have what you call, when you're in the emergency room waiting on the doctor to see you, they'll take you from there to what they got is another emergency room. I mean, a room just for you. Then they have another room, which is called the regular hospital room. That's in case they have to admit you to the hospital. But when a doctor is seeing you in the emergency room, they take you to a personal room, emergency room, okay? Then if the doctor say, hey, I got to admit you, then you're going up to a regular hospital room, okay? But I noticed the overcrowdedness of people. And then the word had got out that, for example, they only had like 35 rooms, but at that time, like 70 people or some more in the emergency room. And on top of that, you had a wait of at least about 6 hours. Yeah. So you can imagine people who come in there for pain, hurting and all that, You can imagine after a long wait what was beginning to happen. You begin to start having agitated people. There was a man that night that come in, and I don't know, something was kind of wrong with him where he was speaking mentally, but he got very agitated, and they had to throw him out. Then you had a lady that comes through there with the wrong. She walked. I'm telling you, when I saw her coming in the door, I saw she was in the wrong spirit. And she comes in prancing around and moving around fast with the mean looks, and then she's talking loud in the emergency room. And she had a daughter and some grandkids there, and I think the ones who was coming to see the doctor was the daughter, I think. But she comes in, and then she goes to talk aloud, said, yeah, them, they wouldn't let me back there. I was going to blah, 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 blah. No, I mean loud. Then you had another older lady who looked like she was in her mid or late 60s who had been sitting there for a while, okay? And you can hear her talking to people passing by, even some of the nurses or something like that coming through, and she was talking about how long she'd been waiting, and nobody could. So now she's getting agitated. You understand what I'm saying? And then she gets up. The lady goes to the bathroom, and when she comes from the bathroom going back to her chair, I don't know if one of the people close to the bathroom that was waiting in the emergency room too said something to her. And man, such the foulest words come out of her mouth to them, and she's talking loud. So the Lord was letting me see how in your emergency rooms, in your hospitals, how things are going to escalate, and it's not going to be for good, okay? Because one thing about it, you only got so many doctors that can only see so many people at a time. You understand that? Which means that you're at the brink that you may come into the hospital, and some of you listening, it's not just United States. Some of you that's listening to other countries, you may be experiencing this too in your own hospitals, the long waits, okay? Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. And you're sitting there, and so people are becoming agitated. And see, like I read to you from the Lord, word of the Lord said there are going to be strikes, there are going to be outbursts. You're going to see out. Listen, please hear me on this, people. Because I'm not trying to scare you, but I must come straight with you on this. And this is why I say to you all that's listening, this is why it's important for us as believers to teach even those that don't know about what Christ did and the power of healing. Okay? Hallelujah. Because you have many people, and some being Christians. This ain't all sinners. Some being Christians who are tied to the healthcare system that to deal without the healthcare system, they cannot survive. Even though they have professed Jesus Christ as Lord. Now, please hear me as I say this, because I'm not here to try to pick on you, but I'm here to let you know that there is a better way. Okay? Now, some of you listen and say, okay, well, Brother Nate, what that mean? Just throw my medicine away? No, I didn't say do that now. While you're taking your medicine, start building your faith in Christ. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And this is straight off truth. When you build your faith in Christ strong enough, you're going to come off that medicine. Oh, did Brother Nate say that? Yes, I did. You're going to come off that medicine. I didn't tell you up and jump and get off it now. You got to build your faith. And how the faith comes, the Bible tells us in Romans 10 and 17, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Whether the word to you on healing is preached to you, taught to you, given to you prophetically, given to you in the rhema word, given to you in a vision or a dream, if you hear that, take heed to it, pay attention to it, faith is there, and you can walk in your healing. Look at the people in the early days in the Bible. Surgeon was there to do surgery on the man that had the withered hand. You tell me. Or what about the woman with the issue of blood, whom the Bible told us that she went to many doctors. Many doctors. Spent all she had, but didn't get no better. Do you understand that? Comes and touched Jesus, who has so much power. without measure, that she got healed. She, through the touching of him, there was something done that all those many physicians couldn't do for her. Now, I'm just going to lay down straight facts to you. Now, some of you may say, well, Brother Nate, you're getting people hope up, and you're speaking evil about doctors. No, I'm not. I'm going to speak the truth to you about doctors. We thank God for doctors, but hear me on this. They are not God. Oh, did that wake you? That's the truth. They are not the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen, when a doctor gives you his diagnosis, and especially when he tells you the diagnosis, there's no healing or there's no cure. You say, well, what do I do, Brother Nate? You turn to the doctor and say, Doctor, I thank you for your diagnosis, but I'm going to Jesus. He's the eternal way, and I know that he can heal me of this sickness and disease. I know that your medical science said there's no cure, but your medical science does not speak for Jesus. See, people, we got to realize that. We got to explain this to people. Yes, they're medical science, and thank God for doctors. He has blessed them with knowledge. Their knowledge is limited. But hear me on this. The medical system does not speak for Christ. You understand that? If it did, then I can see that whatever the doctor tells you, that's it. That's it. But that's not so. Now, the Lord has given me this opportunity to warn you guys, the healthcare system is not going to get better. In fact, it is going to rise up even higher and higher. Even on my job alone, we had noticed each year, I've been there 23 years, and I noticed each year with a exception of maybe 1 or 2 years where our insurance didn't go up, but it went up every year. Every year. Especially when I've been there 23 years, we had, to be honest with you, before we really got on the good insurance, we had some kind of shabby insurance, so if I really have to start, I would say the last maybe 10 to 13 years from when we got some good insurance, okay, that each year it was steady going up. In fact, when we got what you call a cost of living raise, as soon as we got that, I say at least 3 to 4 months later, insurance went up. And we look at like, man, that just took the cost of living raise. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? Please hear me on this. Take it to Jesus if you got to. But your little boy, here's some things that you're going to see and understand, you know, that's going to come to pass, okay? Surge in medical bills. Now, there was an article that came out April the 19th of this year, 2023. I'm going to read a few paragraphs to you about what this article is saying, okay? Hallelujah. It says, and this was out of what, Chicago. It says, a protracted period of upward volatility in medical liability premiums have extended into a fourth consecutive year and suggests a hard insurance market has spread across many states, making it difficult for physicians to find affordable coverage, according to analysis. Okay, then it goes on to say, the prevalence of year-to-year increases in medical liability premiums between 2019 and 2022 has not been observed in two decades. There is a growing consensus that a hard medical liability insurance market exists in a considerable number of states and is slowly spreading across the U.S., as more physicians face higher insurance premiums, say AMA President Jack Resnick Jr., MD. For physicians who can still obtain coverage at a hard market, the skyrocketing costs may force physicians to relocate away from certain high-cost states or drop certain critical services that raise their liability risk. These tough choices can lead to reduced stress to care for patients. Do you hear that? So here it's saying that doctors who's dealing with medical liability insurance, premiums is rising up on them, okay? And according to this article here, He says, this President Jack Resnick Jr. of medical doctor of AMA, that's I think America Medical Association, says that for physicians who can still obtain coverage in a hard market, the skyrocketing costs may force physicians to relocate away from certain high-cost states or drop certain critical services that raise their liability risk. These tough choices can lead to reduced access to care for patients. So patients can be in danger of losing their primary physicians because of what? Rise in premiums. And see, remember, patients is going to be facing rising premiums as well. Okay? It says, with the share of medical liability premium of year-to-year increases was increasingly stable between 2013 and 2018. The AMA analysis showed the prolonged period of upward volatility began in 2019 when the proportion of premiums that increased was about 27%, almost double the rate from 2018. Between 2020 and 2022, roughly 30% of premiums increased year to year. The proportion of premiums with increase in 2022 was 36.2%, a higher rate than any other year since 2005. Among premiums that went up in 2022, the average increase was 8.1%. Now, this is another reason why we've been trying to teach you about the healing power of Christ. Because you're going to see physicians leave certain places because even the medical liability insurance that they put in for is going to be too high. It's going to be too high. You understand? Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And see, for example, if you're tied to your doctor and your doctor end up saying, I got to go because the insurance here is too high in this state or in this place, then what are you going to do? Well, you say, well, I will find another one. Okay. But I'm telling you, there are going to be towns, there are going to be cities, there are going to be places where that doctors are going to leave because it's going to be too high a rate for them to even pay the medical liability insurance that they put in for. You think it's something going to be something dealing with just the patients. It's going to be the patient and some of these doctors, and you're going to see them leave. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I shut that. I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. See, this is one of the reasons. See, this is the reason. And listen, we're living in the last days, people. It's not going to get better. The only ones that is going to get better for the stand is the true believers in who? Not Buddha, not Hindu, not Confucius. Not Charles Taze Russell, not Mary Baker Eddy, but in Jesus Christ. Now, like I told you, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to come straight to you. Hallelujah. Now, many times, many of us will go with the, you know, God understand thing. And I say, yes, he do understand. He sure do. He understand and he also knows, okay? Hallelujah. See, God told us to trust not in the arm of flesh. Now, we had to respect our doctors and do things, but there's a boundary, people. And see, this is where we mess up at. Whenever God gives us boundaries on stuff, we try to step over it. He blessed us with doctors, but guess what? There's a boundary in our connection with them that's supposed to be exercised. When you go over that boundary, get this, you're getting into the area where you're depending on them more than Jesus Christ. Now, some of you to that statement out there said, no, that ain't me. Yes, yes, that is you. Because whatever he says is going to go. You understand that? Even if a brother or sister come behind him and tell you, say, brother, sister, listen, I know the doctor said you got this sickness, you got this disease, there's no help for it, you're going to be like this for the rest of your life, but you know, brother, sister, Jesus can heal. And you may hear that with your ear, but you won't fully accept it. I'm just going to be honest with you, people. I'm like I told you, tonight I got to come straight with you because the Lord let me see the escalate confusion that's going to happen more and more in the medical. The healthcare system is not going to get better, people. You're going to see outbursts by people angry because they're not being seen by the doctors coming into the emergency room. Talking about, I've been here 4 or 5 hours. I ain't seen the doctor. You don't understand. It's been, people, my God, I was just sitting there in the emergency room, and I'm just looking at this stuff, and I'm going, oh, Lord. And, you know, sometimes you in the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, I hope it don't be no outbreak, because you knowing how long you've been sitting there, and you know there were some people that were there before you still sitting there, and then you know there were some people that came along the same time you came still sitting there. And here's the other thing, people. As for the patients, the insurance is going to be so high. This is why you gonna have people, they're not going to be able to afford insurance. And they're not going to be at the age of getting Medicaid. You understand that? So here's the straight line on this. When you come into that emergency room and they ask you for the insurance and you say, I have none, most of them, there's a different way you are treated. Now, once again, I told you I'm not going to sugarcoat. To them, unless you have what they call a life-threatening injury or a life-threatening illness that's happening at that time, don't be shocked to see that there are some other people who may go before you, even if you were there before them. You understand that? And some of them are going to look to you like, man, I'm in here in pain, and they coming. I know they said they need to come to the emergency room or something, but they don't look like, they look like they're getting around pretty good, and they went to see them, and now you're getting upset. Amen. Listen, I'm just telling you. Hallelujah. And so you're going to see some doctors leave areas, okay? You're going to see them leave areas because the medical liability insurance they putting in, it's going to be too high in that area. They're going to leave. Oh, people, this is why it's important to place your faith in Jesus Christ. Glory. Walk in what? Listen, Jesus provided for you to be healed. And he gave you some alternative ways to receive your healing, either through the laying on of hands, or you just walking in faith. He even given us herbs, organic herbs, and things to take for the nourishment and health in our body. He laid out even a diet plan, okay? Oh, I know some people don't want to hear that. You want to eat anything you want. And trust me, I was like you, okay? I wanted to eat anything I want. I didn't want to take no cost, you know, anything, unless I just simply didn't like it. You understand that? But in the year 2010, I got shook up, people. I got shook up. Popping all that stuff in my system. Salt here, salt there. Wasn't getting no rest. Drinking Powerade like it was just running fountain water, okay? Hardly wasn't drinking no water. What happened? My electrolytes got out of balance. My blood pressure shot up so high. Man, I was having headaches. I couldn't go to sleep at night. If I laid out and dozed for an hour, I wake up, my head was banging like somebody was just taking a hammer and hitting me side of the head. And I couldn't go to sleep. I had to use 3 straight weeks of my vacation time on my job. I was at home 3 straight weeks. I used up all my vacation time that year. Amen. All my vacation time. Because I didn't want to eat right. I didn't want to do right. I just want to, you know, I just, and And mind you this, this is after God had delivered me from high blood pressure. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure with migraine headaches at the age of 13 years old. And from 13 to 19 years old, hey. But the Lord delivered me from it. And what I do, years later, I mess up. And I got shook up. I'm here to warn you, people. See, you finna fight. Doctor finna leave. Now, let me read to you another article right quick. And this article, and I want you to hear this title. And this article, I believe, came out June the 29th, 2021, two years ago. And the title of this is 70% of U.S. doctors have left private practice for hospitals and companies. Yeah, you heard me right. I'm going to read the title again. 70% of U.S. doctors have left private practice for hospitals and companies. It says a study shows almost 70% of U.S. physicians are now employed by hospitals or corporations, with the pandemic blamed for driving more away from independent practice. Separately, training medical staff in infection control using escape room games proves useful. Almost 7 in 10 U.S. physicians are now employed by hospitals or corporations like private equity firms and health insurers as the COVID-19 pandemic drove doctors away from independent practice, a new report finds. Between January the 1st, 2019 and January the 1st, 2021, 48,000 physicians quit private practice to take jobs at hospitals or other companies. Avalira Health researchers concluded in the study, these employers now own almost half of the country's medical practices. Do you hear that? Now they said the pandemic being blamed for that. That's partially, but guess what? Like what I read to you before, many of them putting in for this medical liability insurance, their premiums are too high to sell in their private practices. That's just like for you, the ordinary worker, the patient. Like, for example, the job I'm on now. Now, we had got this word back here a few years ago when we was with another insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield. And I give this company credit for how they take care of their people with insurance because I'm not Blue Cross, I'm talking about the company I work for, Hunter Engineering. At that time, for each employee, at that time, Hunter had like 100 or some employees working there. A month was $900 and some dollars a month. And we as an employee only had to pay 100 and some. Do you hear that? And they said if you want to keep the insurance and say you get fired from Hunter or leave Hunter, they call it cobalt or something, which means you will pay the other part that you wouldn't pay. $800-some dollars a month for insurance. And I know a guy that had to leave that retired there. And I think, and this is back in 2019, 2018, I think the cheapest insurance he found, health insurance he found, was like $300-some dollars a month. You hear that? That's for you just a regular worker for the patient. Now you got doctors who put in what they call medical liability insurance, and their premiums is too high, so they're leaving me in the city. See, people, this is what you're going to see more of this. You're going to see more of this. And you're going to see more doctors leaving their private practices and going to hospitals because they in such a shape they can't afford it. The health care insurance premiums that's going on, they can't afford it. Well, you can say amen, old me, or anyhow, whatever. Okay? That's the truth. Hallelujah. See, the Lord warns us of many things. And the problem with us many times is that we don't heed the warning. All of us have been guilty. all of us been guilty. We don't heed the warning. Now, as I read to you in Revelation, you talk about inflation. And see, sometimes we see inflation, we just keep thinking food price going up. It ain't just food price with inflation. It's everything going up, okay? Food prices, you got car. Man, it got to a point in late 2020 that even used cars on a car lot, prices jacked up. And one guy bought a used car. He told me, he asked the dealer, he said, man, why is y'all used cars so high as it is? Said, well, for one thing, you know, this is one thing this dealer told them what they was looking at. You remember when Trump signed the CARES Act. Remember when he had where that you could get unemployment? And I know here in Mississippi, man, we got, as for week, when you saw unemployment, you got the biggest unemployment check I ever heard in Mississippi. I mean, you had people getting $800-something, you know, a week. Amen. And so what the people was doing, this is where the car dealers caught on to this. The people, instead of using the money to take care of the needs, now maybe some of them did need a vehicle, but all of them were in that need, they just saw cha-ching. A lot of people were running out there buying cars. You know how they do around income tax time? That's why a lot of your car dealerships be doing a lot of these commercials around income tax time, and they say, hey, bring your income tax. We'll take your income tax. You can put it down on your car. Well, see, that's what people were doing when they was getting these big unemployment checks, okay? And they was running down there buying these used cars. So the dealers look like, hey, we can make some money off of this. Jag it up, okay? And see, what many of these hospitals and the healthcare system look at, they say, hey, y'all got to have treatment. We could jack up the price and force y'all to try to pay. Because we know many of y'all going to say, I can't make it without my medicine. I can't make it without this, and I can't make it without that. I got to have a doctor. And listen, what I'm saying, I'm not saying to poke fun at anybody. This is the honest truth. You have people, y'all know who I'm talking about. Some of y'all have been around them. Perhaps it may be you or whoever that you have heard people say, I got to have a doctor. I can't make it without a doctor. When we was in that emergency room, when I was with that family member, there was a lady in there, an older lady. I think she was like mid-60s or something. Her and her husband was in there. And this lady was in pain. And she was sitting there the same amount of hours we were. But this woman was in some pain. I mean, you can hear her moaning and groaning, and this wasn't no moaning and groaning under the breath, okay? This is out loud. Not extremely loud, but out loud. And she, oh, I can't tell. That's what she kept saying. She was groaning. And she sat there so long, she told her husband, I just got to go. I got to go home. And her husband said, well, what you going to do? You know, because I could see why her husband was talking to her, because I guess in his mind, he's thinking, hey, we here now. You know, you want to leave? But she kept saying, I can't take it. Yeah, I'm going to go home. He said, what you going to do? And apparently she must have had pain pills at the house. She said, I'll take a pain pill. I got to go. And she mentioned about the next morning going to some other hospital. And this other hospital, if I'm not mistaken, she mentioned was not a hospital in your major city. It was a smaller hospital. But I say that to say this. The much pain she was in, she couldn't take it no longer. And like I told you, you're finna find people, finna be outbursts and things of that nature, because people are going to be sitting there for so long and they're not going to be able to take that pain, people. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read one more article here. And the title of this article is, if healthcare is so expensive, why are hospitals closing their doors? Now, that's interesting. In fact, I have heard of some hospitals who have been on the brink of closing down, okay? So the question is, on this article, if healthcare is so expensive, why are hospitals closing their doors? Now, it says, On the menu today, it's time to take a look at one of those looming national problems that is not sexy or unlikely to get a lot of attention in the presidential race, but that is a problem nonetheless. We're used to seeing hospitals claim they're running out of money and need more government assistance. What we're not used to is seeing hospitals actually going ahead and closing their doors, and not necessarily those in the most rural, far-out places. Somehow the U.S. government went on an unprecedented spending binge during the pandemic, which that happened, with much of that spending focused on healthcare, and yet hospitals, particularly rural hospitals, contend they're just scraping by. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, lawmakers have noticed that Medicaid reimburses hospitals at a much higher rate than private practices for the same procedures and care, and they are taking a serious look at site-neutral payments. Perhaps the only proposal to reduce Medicaid spending that is plausible and that won't automatically get demogged to death, okay? Now, how can it be that healthcare in the U.S. is so expensive? Hey, remember when Obamacare and moving to electronic health records were supposed to fix all that? While at the same time, many hospitals claim they are in dire straits, which is happening today. Some of these claims clearly were not exaggerated. Hospitals have closed or are in the process of closing. In San Antonio, Texas Vista Medical Center permanently closed this week. The hospital's parent company, Steward Healthcare Network, issued a statement to local news reporters blaming the closure on a combination of insufficient support from local government and an unsustainable rate of patients who could not afford to pay their bills. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Listen, people. Without insurance, you know, when you go to your pharmacy and you go fulfill a prescription, your doctor gave you, and when the pharmacist say, you know how much this costs, honey? What? You got two pills for the month? Yes. That'll be $350. And your eyes just buck. What? Now, some of y'all think I'm exaggerating. That is true. Some of these people, some of these medicine, man, I'm going to tell you something. If you were to get the, some of your insurance companies would not even pay for certain medicines, people. You understand that? Then if you got a paper on how much it costs without insurance, you probably will fall backwards. And see, people getting to go get more to a point, they're not going to be able to pay the insurance premiums. They're not going to be able to have insurance. They're not going to be, unless, as I read to you this article, with many hospitals, they were not able to pay their bills. That's why you see hospitals and what they call collection agencies coming at people stronger now. It used to be once upon a time you made a doctor bill, you might go years and probably never pay it. But now they get to a point where they even put lien on people's land. Yeah. Listen, I found this out, and they will even block you. They can even block you from getting a proposal or loan from a bank when it shows up. So what do you mean? Well, I experienced this person. In fact, I experienced this one time, and it showed up at a bank's records, to the bank I was talking about, you know, wanting to buy this house and get a loan from them. And they looked, said, you got any lien against you, blah, 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 all day. I was like, no. And then when the man looked at my record, he said, Mr. Hahn, you got this against you. And when he named it, I said, what? And it said, and the bill is $300. I said, what $300 bill I owe? Then when he named it, who it was a hospital. And here's the thing about it, people. I've been and paid the bill off. But it still was somehow on the record. So I had to go and call that hospital and say, hey, I've been to pay that bill with y'all. That bill been paid off probably by a year or so before this encounter. They said, okay, well, we're sorry, Mr. Hunt. We'll seal the letter, stuff like that. But I'm telling you, people, this is why they press it. See, it ain't what you think. And most of you, you know, you have any doctor bill, you think, I ain't worried about it. I got to pay it. Okay. That's why they turn it over to collection agencies. And it shows up on records, even in dealing with the banks and stuff like that. But you're finna see more people not be able to pay their bills. And according to some of the hospitals, that's causing them to suffer, and they can't stay open. They can't stay open. So you're going to see more hospitals closed down. Oh, yeah. So I pray that you hear why I say, hey, get to know Christ and receive the word of God that he provided for your healing. Because I'm mighty afraid that many people, and I ain't talking about just sinners neither, is finna be shaking in these last days because of their total dependency on the healthcare system. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this day you made and created. And dear Lord, I pray that I've delivered this message to your pleasing. And I pray that everyone that's listening will be tuned in. And Lord, when they listen, I pray that you will open their eyes and open their ears. Visit them in dreams and visions. Reveal to them and give them insight. And Father, help them, Lord, that they may receive your word. And those that are suffering with ailments and illnesses and disease, dear Lord, I pray that you will touch their heart. And that their heart will be filled with faith. And they will walk in faith and be healed and be delivered from the medicines and all that. Dear Lord, that they will walk in divine healing and even the doctors will look sharp. Heal ulcers and heal from cancer, Lord, and heal from leukemia and high blood pressure and restore eyes and arms and limbs, Lord God, and restore hearts this day. Restore blood vessels in the body right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we will give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.